picture of us here. Why don't we sit over here? Not over here. There, stay here. This is about number one. Oh, yeah, that is. Oh, wait, oh, wait. And on this, no. I'd like to take it here, but he presented me basically a bicentennial assignment, right?
Right. Bicentennial license.
But
we do a full place.
All right, right.
This is a 100 years old.
I don't know if you can see this, but that joke, but yeah, we are. And here's a certificate of honor.
He's the one that's got it.
You want to thank her, too?
Yeah.
And I've been to that man.
Sure.
I got to put that for me. Not once, you know. Tell me this, how are we looking, you think, on Bremen Sherry, John? How do you feel? That's your close.
We met you the other day when I was testifying, and we've talked to Russell a couple of times. He said that to close hearings down today, and he said that he had nobody in next week. Senator Allender's might slow him up a little bit, but I don't think so. He kind of screwy idea of a referendum or something about how to spend the money. We got to get that out.
I understand he's off that pretty well.
Yeah,
well, I'm off that. I'll tell you what, John, if you would have a talk here, and, you know, from the fellows that's heard the most, you would give John your best name. I'm going to give John. I'll have Russell on the plane with me. I think that if I invited him, and I'm going to get him in, and I'm going to really talk to him. I think this is the time.
You got to have it before the convention.
I'm not sure. Well, I can talk to you about the convention, but I think we can. I'll just put it right to it.
Right.
And that'll be a good opportunity to do it.
Well, your fellows on the Republican on that committee were
pretty good.
And Emily Crocker,
everybody else looked pretty good.
And
Carl was first better than
I can't guess what Rick Goss from that group can.
God, he ought to be more.
He should be talking about a lot of
Abe will follow that compound, and he's a responsible man. How the devil could he be against this? This is the one thing that is totally nonpartisan.
It's two other things,
I was saying. I mean, heck, both platforms, the 68 were for him, talked about it, and McGovern even is talking about it.
Oh, yes. Oh, and this one, well, we had two guys on the drafting committee of the Democratic platform, and they said, we are for general revenue sharing. Just bang. No ifs, ands, or buts. Write it in. Move to the right words.
Good.
So. I'm not sure.